This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily defending himself against a report in The Atlantic that said he had spoken with disrespect about American troops that had been killed in action. At a White House news conference late Friday, Trump said the allegations published by The Atlantic are false.
Nobody's done more for them. And then when I have to have a report read like that from a third-rate magazine that's not going to be in business much longer, I look at that and I think it's a disgrace.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, whose son Beau served in the U.S. Marine Corps, delivered an impassioned reaction to the report, saying that Trump is unfit for the presidency.
It affirms what most of us believe to be true, that Donald Trump is not fit to be the job of president, to be the commander-in-chief.
The allegations, sourced anonymously, describe multiple offensive comments by the president toward fallen U.S. service members, including calling World War I dead at an American military cemetery in France, losers and suckers in 2018. The president has called the report fake news. President Donald Trump says that he has not received definitive proof that Kremlin opponent and Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was poisoned by Russian nerve agents. Speaking at a White House news conference, the president said that he would look into it, but had not seen the reports yet.
Well, I think we have to look at it very seriously if it's the case. And I think we will. There's nobody been tougher in Russia than I have.
Navalny, a leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a flight from Siberia last week and is in a medically induced coma in Germany. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.